I mean, so, you know.
Sponsored by Audible. The first podcast is, in fact, not the first podcast ever made.
Fuck you.
Fuck you. You come on our show.
You piece of shit.
Fucking pull us to pieces.
How many times has somebody made that joke? Because I feel like, you know, I'm a pioneer here.
Never. You know, most people have more couth than that.
Most people are just kind of like politely confused by it. They're like, why do these guys call it the first podcast?
I mean,
and they kind of like play along. And
we give a nice, polite response, and that's that. And we move on.
Joke's on you for thinking that I would be remotely polite in any way, shape, or form.
I can see that now. I'm starting to have regrets.
By the way, this episode is sponsored by Amazon and Audible. Also, patrons like yourself. We'll go ahead and talk about that a little bit later.
I'm just kidding, Nolan. It is actually an honor for us to be talking to you tonight.
Thank you.
I listened to a couple of the episodes of your show,
yeah,
the Pizza Party Podcast, and I'm a big fan. I hope you like compliments, because there's a lot of them coming your way.
Oh my God, thank you. I really appreciate it. I'm just kind of blushing though, because it's like,
oh, is this are compliments rare?
Yes.
Okay.
But that aside, now that you mention Audible, I actually got a lot of audiobooks because I let the credits build up, and they, like, I don't think they expire. I'm pretty sure they don't. But I've gotten a lot of good books off Audible.
I think you have 1 year.
Yeah. Yeah. You have like 1 year or something.
Oh.
Any that you would recommend?
Save it for the ad read.
Okay. Ah.
Okay. Yeah. Tell me when the ad read is and I'll tell you my book recommendation. It's not going to be one you expect. I'll say that much.
Okay. But yeah. All right. By the way, for the audience, Nolan hasn't done a real name reveal yet. And for people like that we have on the show, we usually give them a fake name for the episode. So I'm going to call you Pan Pizza. I think that's a good name for you.
Sure. Why not?
No, I'm just kidding. But Nolan, tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
And please start by telling us your favorite type of pizza.
And please answer as if your life depended on it.
Always as if your life depended on it.
So has anybody ever been to Chicago? Anybody live in Chicago, been around for a while?
Tons of people have been to Chicago.
I like how you're saying, has anybody, as if it's not just us two, like there's a large crowd.
I meant like anybody in this call or this recording chat,
oh,
you know, like okay. I felt I didn't need to specify, given that, you know, it's such a broad term, like that nobody would even be stupid enough to think like I'm talking about everybody on the planet. But, you know, I guess there's a first time for everything.
Don't underestimate my stupidity.
Yeah, that's why they call it the first podcast. There is a first time for everything. Go ahead and give a summary.
A summary of, like,
just any summary.
Okay. Well, my favorite pizza is the Lou Malnati deep dish pizza with pepperoni and sausage. I really love Lou Malnati's, and whenever I go visit Chicago, it's like the first thing I get. I always tell who I'm visiting, we're going to Lou Malnati's. There's like no discussion here. I don't care if you have like leftover pizza for like days. That's the one I'm getting. As for who I am and what I do, I'm most notable for being on Rebel Taxi's Pizza Party podcast. I've also shown up a lot of other places, too. Right now, one of my regular haunts is Moogie Mikey's Animation Streams. He's a Sonic parody animator. He does a lot of good stuff. Go check him out. I've done artwork for Blame It on Jorge, who does a lot of lost media discussions and conspiracy videos and interesting things like that. So go check him out as well. And I'm also just kind of that guy who just is sort of there in the background, like, You're like,
oh, it's that guy again from that one other thing I watched. When's he gonna go away?
That's me. Hello.
You do have a familiar voice. Like, I wonder what else I've seen you on. I don't know. Probably a lot.
I was on Brain Scratch Comms and a little bit ago when we recorded at MomoCon. Moderator Ken in the chat even says, hey, I was wondering, you know, some call me Johnny. Yeah, Johnny's a friend of mine.
Mm.
He invited me to be on a stream sometime, but our schedules haven't overlapped yet. So,
do you know Some Call Me Carson?
I think I do.
No, he changed his name, Joe. It's just Call Me Carson now.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. I knew somebody who was dating a Carson at a time. I don't know if it's the same one, but
probably is.
Well, that's a pretty broad range of people there that are named Carson, though.
I'm sure it's the same one.
Okay.
By the way, you had mentioned a pizza place called Lemonati's.
Lou Malnati's, yeah.
Malnati's. Is it a coincidence that it has Naughty in the name? Or like you walk in there and it's like, welcome to the Naughty Pizza Place.
No, it's not like that, Joe. It's Italian.
Well, I thought it was called Illuminati's and I'm like, what? Why would it be called that? But no, it's like Lou, L-O-U, Malnati's, like a last name.
Lou Malnati's.
Yeah, it's very tasty.
Not like a Naughty Pizza Place.
No, unfortunately not. If such a thing were to exist, though, I'd be there in a heartbeat.
Could you imagine you walk in and it's like strippers? Picture this. You walk into a pizza place. There's strippers taking your order. And then they're, you know.
Aren't you just describing the business model of Hooters, Joe?
And then you eat the pizza like right off their stomach. It's like genius.
Oh, that would be scorching hot on the dough. Like, no, it would really damage them.
Just skin.
They could just, yeah they bake the pizza on their stomachs.
Oh my god.
This is perfectly legal, might I add.
By the way, I noticed you've kind of done a couple people dirty here because you didn't mention Robo Buddies Nicktendo and Salty DK Dan, who you also apparently do a podcast with.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I did them dirty, you're right. I don't care. But I'm kidding. Yikes. I also do the Sonic Movie podcast with those aforementioned people. Robo Buddies, also known as Red, Nicktendo and Salty DK Dan. I've collaborated with them as well. It's just a lot to remember. I've been everywhere all at once. And I guess I also kind of collaborated with the Roundtable for that animation showcase for MomoCon this year. Mm-hmm. If you're like combing over my whole portfolio.
No, I just wanted to point that out.
Now that we have you on our podcast, Nolan, we've had all four hosts of the Sonic Movie podcast.
Oh.
Yeah, a note to the audience that I actually reached out to Nolan and I was like, so we've had everyone else on. You want to come on and make it complete? And he was like, yeah, sure. That's why this is happening.
Yeah, that's me. Just like, yeah, okay, why not?
Oh, by the way, speaking of Sonic Movie, let's discuss, because there's some big news and it's pretty good.
Yeah, I'd like to talk. I love to talk about that.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
We can just make this the next Sonic Movie podcast episode. That'll be fine. Okay.
We'll market it that way.
It could be like a companion piece because they're actually recording the other one right now.
Oh, okay.
We should bombard them and ambush it.
Do you want to just go crash their podcast? And then, no, let's not do that.
I would never do them dirty like that. Oh, never.
Okay.
The way you're saying that makes me think that you would do them dirty.
No.
I'm getting really mixed signals from this guest, Joe. I don't know.
By the way, I was listening to... I listened to two episodes of the Pizza Party podcast.
Joe, we were going to talk about the Sonic movie.
I was just going to... All right, that's fine.
Okay. Go ahead. So, okay, so just an obvious question. What do you think of the redesign?
I really, really like it. Also doubly so, I like how Tyson Hess has somehow managed to go against all the odds and become the career man that we've all aspired to be.
Mm-hmm.
Like Toby Fox, what a goddamn legend. And it just looks like the trailer's also cut a lot better too. The first trailer, like even outside of the design, is just really boring and feels very tone deaf, like having Gangster's Paradise in a movie.
Yeah, I was going to say, they got rid of Gangster's Paradise. That was like my one main criticism. That's such an iconic Sonic song, you know? It's like, it's too bad.
Yeah, Green Hills Paradise was a very iconic Sonic song.
Yeah.
But
continue.
Yeah, I was just also going to say that there were a lot better jokes. Like in Jim Carrey, they showed Jim Carrey off a lot better in this one, because in the original one, he looked very tired.
Yeah.
And like he was showing his age a bit. Everybody was talking about in the first trailer how, like, oh, Jim Carrey's going to be the best part. And I'm like, I'm not even sure, because he looks like he needs a nap.
Mm-hmm.
He needs like a Prozac or something. I don't even know if the Prozac is the right medication for like getting energy. Probably not. But
nope.
Yeah.
No, I think it's the opposite.
Yeah. Well, there you go. You. Okay. Well,
he needs to lay off the Prozac.
Guess I'll go fuck myself.
Jeez.
but seriously, no. Though. Yeah. But yeah, in this trailer, he was doing the slapstick a lot better. He delivered a lot better. A lot better jokes. One of my favorites being when Sonic sees the world's largest rubber band ball. And he comes back and he says it was lame and just starts annoying Todd using the paddle ball.
Mm-hmm.
It was really funny.
Yeah, I really like the trailer. I think I'm still not, I don't think it's going to be an amazing movie, but I'm much more optimistic about it now.
I was sold after I first saw that first movie trailer. I'm disappointed that they redesigned him. I was looking forward to watching that scrawny looking.
Why?
Human-esque.
Why would you want a worse movie, Joe?
No, I thought it was going to be great. I was looking, it was endearing.
What about that was an indication that it was going to be good?
Because it made me laugh because of how stupid it was. And it made me say to myself, I want to see this movie because it seems fine.
Joe, you're just adding irony poisoning to the world, though, at that point. Like, I want wholesome, like, genuinely good content. I don't want shit movies.
I was excited for this. It was going to be the movie of the century.
Let Nolan talk, Joe.
All right.
It's okay. I was interrupting him by accident. I was just going to say, I also kind of am in the camp of, even though I love the redesign, I really just think they should have just taken the L because I, like, don't want the animators to have to work overtime. But from what I'm hearing from insider info and just what's all around Twitter, it doesn't seem to be the case, which I'm thankful for. Even then, it was still just very, very stupid mistake to unleash that thing out. I don't know how it got past test screenings because I know they exist. There was a Reddit AMA with a guy who saw it and basically confirmed most everything that was in the trailer. So, you know, I don't know how it got this far is my thing.
Yeah, it's kind of we've kind of debated it on multiple episodes of the show. I'm not really sure, but
probably everyone was just too polite every stage of the way.
Yeah, there's probably some people up there that are surrounded by yes men, and yeah, that's probably what's going on with that.
By the way, not to change the subject, but Nolan,
he's going to change the subject.
Well, no, not to change the subject. I said not to change the subject.
Okay.
You guys just have really good chemistry on the Pizza Party podcast, and you are all very polite. And you know,
that's not true. They're not polite to each other. What are you talking about?
No, they are, because anytime they interrupt, they say, "Oh, sorry for interrupting." And you know, like on this show, sometimes I interrupt and I don't mean to, but listening to your show, you know, it really, the show that you're on, it really, you know, stands out.
Yeah, I we're just all genuinely like good friends. There's no like secret backstage drama or anything. Everybody just like, you know,
come on.
It's just you're just listening to a conversation we're having.
Come on, spill the beans.
You've torn down my walls.
No, that's kind of the secret, though, man. It's like it's so easy to just not do drama between people, but everyone does. I don't understand. Like I hear about a new controversy every day from YouTubers and podcasters and animators and blah blah blah, and we just don't do that on this show, and I don't understand why people do that. It's so easy to not, or maybe it's just easy for me.
When you mix in business with your friends, it's going to be more and more likely as time goes on that they're going to stop being your friends.
I guess that's a good point.
And Pizza Party isn't really much of a business venture. Like, like we don't get like paid to do it or whatever. It's also just like, it's literally just, we hop in for a call for a couple hours and that's it.
Yeah.
Otherwise Pan's just doing most of everything. So it's like, why would we get paid for having a conversation with our friend for a couple hours?
Well, we get paid. I mean, so, you know,
Sponsored by Audible.
Yeah, speaking of which, you guys want to get into that? We can.
Yes. Okay. Let's do it.
Good segue. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Nolan said that he had a book recommendation for us. That's an ebook.
Oh, an audiobook.
Yeah.
I'm going to quickly type in the main name so you'll hear my keyboard just because I want to get the name right. Yes, here it is.
Captain Underpants.
No, actually. Like I said, this is one most people probably wouldn't expect from me, but I've on and off been listening to A Mother's Reckoning, Living in the Aftermath of Tragedy by Sue Klebold, who is the mother of Dylan Klebold, who committed the Columbine Massacre.
Oh, wow.
And it's really interesting. It's very sad, very, very sad and like heavy, but it's a very good book because it's a mother's like perspective, and she's not bi- and I mean, there's obviously some bias since it's she's the mother of, you know, the person who committed the tragedy, but she is very aware of what he did, and it's she's a very good writer on top of that, and it just, oh god, it hurts, but it's like a very good book. It's one of my, I really, really like it so far, and I need to finish it, but it's one of my, I really enjoy it so far.
And Joe, if people wanted to check out a book like that for free to keep, how could they do it?
audibletrial.com/T1podcast.
Yeah. Also, someone in the chat saying this is depressing. There are much happier books as well that you can check out on Audible's subscription service. Go to audibletrial.com/T1podcast. Guys, Audible has a proposition for you. They want to give you a free book. It's free to keep forever, even if you don't keep the service. But if you do want to check them out, you get 30 days of a free trial to Audible, including newspaper subscriptions, a free audiobook of your choice, two Audible Selects as well, just for checking it out. Guys, there's no trickery with the trial or anything. You don't have to pay any money at all. Just sign up for the trial, and you get a free book to keep.
audibletrial.com/T1podcast.
Go get the book that Nolan suggested, or if you're feeling much happier, maybe don't get a different one. Joe just picked up another one today. He said he was picking up, I think, The 7 Habits of Highly Successful People.
That's right. Yeah. And I cannot wait to dig in. On my way to work tomorrow, I think I'm going to listen to it.
Mm-hmm. I don't have time to read physical books.
Who does, you know, between school and work, and hanging out with my friends?
Podcasting.
Or if you're like me and you just straight up hate reading because it's hate boring.
Reading's yeah, boring.
I mean, it's tedious in a way. And
tedious.
I wish I had more time for it, but I don't.
Lack of
audibletrial.com/T1podcast.
Audible also has like you can adjust the speed so that you can like cut down the time faster if that helps you. If you're so busy, Audible's got you covered. So there you go.
I'm so fucking busy.
Yeah, it's kind of ridiculous. Yeah.
And I'm really lonely.
Joe, hold on. Are you saying you're busy?
Yeah.
What are you up to? Like, what's going on?
Between work and, you know, recording the podcast and my TikTok videos.
And going to Arby's?
Yes, yeah, Arby's. Can't forget that.
Going to Arby's? Why is that the first that comes to mind? Jesus, fuck.
Joe just loves his Arby's. He loves meat that looks like it's been on the floor for days.
Yeah, that's actually like a relatively positive way to describe their food too.
I do not like Arby's, and the french fries are cold and mushy.
Yeah,
I like the idea of curly fries. It's very festive. Yeah, me too.
The concept is nice.
Also, they're not tricking me. Like, I've seen real roast beef before many times in other settings, and that's not roast beef, man. That's
a fatty
what is it?
Glistening.
Is it legally meat?
Train wreck of fat and tendons.
One time I got some buffalo chicken wings at Arby's because like nothing else sounded good, and my roommate wanted to eat there.
Yeah.
Because he likes Arby's because he's an animal, is what I'm getting at. Yeah. But I got the buffalo chicken wings, and all they did was get some regular old ass fried chicken and just dump buffalo sauce on top of it. I literally picked up the wing, turned it over, bone dry. There was no sauce on it. They didn't even toss it. And I was like, wow, it takes 2 seconds to toss like wings in a sauce. Like,
yeah, but then they get their hands dirty.
You could use tongs too. Like,
then they have to clean tongs. You're asking too much.
I'm asking too much of you're right. I'm asking too much of Arby's, the restaurant that's serving me food.
Speaking of which, by the way, I think we should talk about our other sponsor, Arby's.com/T1podcast.
No, we're not sponsored by Arby's.
Arby's.com/T1podcast offers you $1 on the cheddar roast beef sandwich, hence the term first podcast.
Yeah.
It's the first Arby's sandwich you get.
Welcome to the first cheddar podcast.
There you go. There you go.
The first cheddar we have, it was opened in 1976, around the time Arby's opened, and we haven't used it. It's a little moldy. It's still good, though. It's frozen fresh, freshly frozen.
Yeah, it's like a little moldy, but like also surprisingly not. Like, you're not sure if they even use like real ingredients at all.
You know how some restaurants are never frozen? Arby's is never fresh.
Hey. Also, like, blue cheese is just moldy cheese. So, like, if you really think about it, like, you're just eating like an orangey blue cheese.
Aren't you glad I didn't say blue cheese, you know?
Yeah, it's like Portal, you know, orange Portal, blue Portal, blue cheese, orange cheese.
You ever come home and your roommate has leftover Arby's in the trash and you're digging through the trash and you find a half-eaten Arby's?
You're digging through the trash?
That ever happened to you, Nolan?
No.
Can I call you Nolan?
Yeah, no, it's my name.
As opposed to what?
As opposed to what? I don't think I've ever gone under, like, a pseudonym in, like, years.
Chet. Be Chet?
Chet.
Chet. You can call me Chet. Everybody can call me Chet if they want. I don't care.
Chet. Like a cheddar roast beef.
Yeah, like I'm getting like 10 cents a day to rename myself Ched for Arby's. But to answer that question, my roommate's great grandma gave us a Hungry Man. It was the fried chicken with cheese sauce fries. And he was like, well, I'd feel bad if I just threw it away. So he like heated it up and I'm like, you're going to vomit. And he's like, no, I'm not. It'll be fine. And then, like, one bite, he wordlessly just comes out of into the living room and throws it in the trash. And I go, so I had a taste. And he just ignored me and walked off. And I'm like, yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
What was it? Just an Arby's roast beef, you said?
No, it's the Hungry Man frozen dinner.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was at Walmart today, and I saw some
Walmart.
Of those. Walmart.
Is this another in-joke? One of the infamous in-jokes I've heard so much about on the first podcast?
Yeah, there are a lot of in-jokes. No, that's just us making fun of Jake Paul.
I got 2 pounds of crinkle-cut french fries, mm-hmm. frozen, like $2.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is a Joe story. They never go anywhere, so just let him tell it.
Okay.
Maybe less. Maybe it was like $1.84, $1.87. I cannot wait to cook these french fries.
That's it. That's the whole story. That's what a Joe story is like.
That reminds me of whenever I work my serving gig at the local joint, I always kind of like eavesdrop sometimes on stories since I don't have much else to do. And it's like, what am I going to do with this information anyway? And a lot of people somehow manage to turn like the most completely useless like anecdotes into like epochs, like the Odyssey by Homer or whatever. Like, straight up, like, I've heard people go on 10 to 15 minute tirades just talking about how they couldn't find something at the grocery store.
Mm-hmm. I thought you meant, like, they tell it really well, that it turns it, but you just mean they tell a short story long.
Yeah, no, literally, like, it's not even, I wouldn't even classify it as a short story. I'd classify it more as, like, just letting somebody prattle on for, like, 12 years.
What do you do when that happens?
Like, if I'm in that scenario, because I'm usually not, I'm usually doing my serving job. And I'm just like, as I'm walking back and forth, getting people their stuff, I sometimes just listen into a couple sentences to see what they're talking about, just because, like, I don't have anything else to do and I'm mindlessly doing my job. So I need to occupy my brain space. But if I was ever in that situation, I just kind of like nod and I go, yep, it's interesting. Just like sip on my drink.
Yeah,
I usually will change the subject somehow.
Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting. Oh, sorry. Sorry, my bad.
Like, if somebody's like telling me about like their car that they were working on and like I don't, and they're telling me for 20 minutes and I don't care, I'll be like, oh, have you ever been to Walmart? And then I don't even know where I'm going with it.
And you just kind of wind up sometimes I sometimes try to derail the conversation so hard they just want to stop talking.
That's best case scenario.
Either that, or if they like legit just refuse to stop talking, all I can really think to do is just go and like just leave the conversation entirely and just be like, be gone.
I'll usually make more attempts. Like, I'll start to tell a story about Walmart, and then if they keep telling their story, I'll be like, oh, okay, so anyway, I was working my car. I'll be like, so while I was, anyway, I'm sorry, while I was at Walmart, this happened. And then they'll tell their story, and it becomes a battle between who gets to tell their story.
I've been in those too, yeah. And I've also just like been in the middle of those. Like, there would be people in some of my servers who are like shilling their artwork or their wares or whatever, and like completely derailing the conversation. And then somebody else is trying to shill, and then they just start like trying to outshill each other with like their artwork. And it's just really funny because it's like nobody cares, and yet they're trying desperately to get like clout from everybody in the call. And it's just like, I don't care, dude. We were talking about Chuck E. Cheese. Leave us alone.
Are these people who are just like socially unaware? But they're immature.
I'm not even sure, because I think I flat out stated, like, you know, we're talking about something else. Do you mind? And I either don't get it or don't care. It's very strange how some people socialize.
Mm-hmm. Would you say that you've gotten better at socializing over the years?
I've kind of had to. I mentioned it a couple of times on a pizza party, but I'm autistic. And a lot of autism kind of deals with not reading social cues, not being able to understand them, or alternatively, not dealing with them very well, even if you are aware of it. And I have good days and bad days, but a lot of the time, I have to try my best to be as I have to be as cognizant as I can of what I'm saying, and some days are better than others, like I mentioned, so I kind of had to.
Do you ever just not care and just say whatever you want anyway? And just
most of the time I do, but it's not like I'm unaware of it. It's just kind of like I always have the personal belief that if I have to lie, then, like, you know, it's going to be found out eventually, and it's just going to hurt the person even more, you know, so why bother when you know that the even though it's, like, hurtful in the moment, it's the better thing in the long run, because, like, I've had people who, like, I don't really like, and they insist that we're friends, and I've just had to flat out say we're not friends, because, like, yeah, it's not nice, but it's, like, nicer than the alternative, so what can you do in that scenario?
How does that usually, has that happened more than once where people think that they're closer to you than you are to them, and then you have to let them down?
Yeah, plenty. It's happened both ways to me, but I've had to let people down. People have had to let me down. I've handled it better than others and vice versa. You know, it's just part of living, being an adult and stuff. You have to do things that suck.
Why does that happen? That people become attached to
Joe,
much,
let's move on to something a little cheerier.
I don't know. This is interesting.
It is. I don't want to depress people though for the entire time.
I do.
I'll answer this one and then we can leave it at that. That was my candy bag. So the question was how do you handle stuff like that?
No, like, why does that happen? Why do people either become, like, attached too quickly or too much? Like, are people desperate for friendship?
It could be, like, a myriad of things, I think. Like, I'm no expert and no psychologist or anything, but from what I've observed, either people just, like what they've seen in a person and desperately want that companionship, and they just try too hard too quickly and don't let it naturally happen. Some people also just aren't compatible. Like, no matter what you do, some people just don't like each other. And it doesn't necessarily mean either person's in the wrong. It's usually just like, you know, you're not, you guys don't work together. So why should you bother pursuing it?
Yeah.
Or it's you just said something that rubbed them the wrong way, vice versa. You know, I've done things where I've said stuff that was very uncomfortable, that was comfortable with somebody else, but then with another person, they weren't saying anything. And I didn't know any better because I was just like, well, they're not saying no, and I can even say, like, hey, is this bothering you? And they'll be like, oh, no, it's fine. And then it wasn't fine. So lack of communication, lack of understanding, lack of ways to, you know, relate to each other. And in a couple rare instances, I've had people only be friends with me because they see me on pizza party and they're like, oh, well, I like him on this podcast, so surely if I hang out with him, he'll be cool and we can be epic friends. And I'm just like, I don't know you. Never talked to you.
That's kind of a bad indication of whether you would get along with someone, I think, because we talked about this before on the podcast, but there's like this mistake in human psychology where people make assumptions about the content creators that they're subscribed to.
It's a parasocial relationship. Yeah.
Yeah. They think they know what that person is like or what they would be like, or they have like, it's a really tricky thing, and it's kind of like a modern problem, I've noticed, because, you know, we didn't really have that in the past where we have these people. It's like a new version of celebrity in a very different way, and I don't really know what to do about it.
On TikTok. Sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say Pizza Teak says friendship simulator, and yeah, that's right. Like, some people, like internet celebrities and stuff, like, I'm under no sort of, like, delusion that I'm not an internet celebrity. I'm just, like, mildly popular and just mooching off of Pan, but like some people just genuinely think, you know, like they have, like, content creators have to maintain this facade of familiarity and camaraderie because that's like the draw to like internet creators is that they're more quote unquote personable when they're really not. And I feel like the best way to combat that sort of parasocial relationship is to just be firm, fit, nice, but brutally honest. Like I've said to people, you know, I appreciate you watching, but we're not friends. I don't know you. And I don't really have any interest in knowing you. So
yeah,
it's hurtful, sure. But like, what can I say that doesn't just beat around the bush and get my point across?
Just to reiterate what you've said on TikTok, I'm mildly popular on TikTok, and people will comment.
He's underselling
on my video.
He's a very large TikToker.
I post videos at Disneyland, and people will be like, "Oh, I'm there. Can we hang out?" Or like, "Oh, when are you are you going to be there Sunday? I'm going on Sunday." Like, I don't know you. Why are you like? I don't know you. I don't know who you are. Why would you assume that if I'm there on Sunday and you're there on Sunday, we're going to hang out?
Yeah, I always have that paranoia too, because like I didn't used to, because it's like, what are the chances of somebody
and the chances
meeting me?
Chances.
I'm not good at speaking, in case it wasn't aware already.
Oh,
but
you're good. You're good. I mean, not after all that fireball.
I had an instance where I was at school and like in college, like doing my animation courses, and people recognized me. And they were in classes with me, and it was just a very bizarre, like, thing. It was just, like, these people, like, know who I am, but they don't know me. And then some of them were, like, trying to get, like, in my good graces, like, somebody was nice enough to get me, like, a pastry from this bakery down the street from where my school was, which was very nice of them, but it was very clearly, like, you're trying to butter me up, I can tell. But I didn't want to say anything, because, like, you know, what are you supposed to say?
What did you say? Just thank you?
Yeah, I was just like, thank you. This is really nice of you. And I like, what else can you say?
And did they try to talk to you anymore after that? And you found out what their motive was, or you never found out?
I mean, like, I could kind of tell. Like, they were very, you know, they were just very nice about it. And like, you know, just like being overly jovial, you know, I don't trust like that. Whenever somebody's being like overly jovial, there's always something up.
They were just trying to network with you and whatnot.
Yeah, that's what it felt like to me. Whether or not that's true, I don't know. But, like, just given my experience, I've had people literally, like, when I start, like, engaging with them, I've had people, like, say, like, don't worry about asking me on the podcast. I'll wait for my time. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry you were under the impression you had one. But okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm always very apprehensive.
It's kind of an awkward thing to say, too.
Yeah, no, it really is awkward, because it's like implies that like they will get on eventually, and I'm just like, I have no intent.
Why would they assume that?
Yeah, it's just because they're friends with me and I'm on it is the thing. And again, like I'm like, I only have like, what, 5,000 followers on Twitter. I'm like a nobody and I'm dealing with this shit. I can't imagine like people who have like 5-digit followings and up. It's awful. I'd be so stressed out all the time.
Social media popularity is weird. But I think we can go ahead and move on, because that was very interesting to discuss, but also this actually is a comedy podcast, if that wasn't clear to the audience.
Every comedy show has the one sad episode.
Well,
comedy equals tragedy plus timing. That's what Portal 2 taught me.
Well, let's not make people do math on the podcast, Nolan. Let's move on.
Everybody
on
in the
podcast.
Everybody in the recording chat, please tell me what 2 + 76 is.
Cue the Jeopardy music, Lars.
I'll cue the Jeopardy music.
Ron. Everybody's getting it wrong. Green. We're getting close.
Yeah. Closer.
69.
Colder.
That's the year I was born.
420.
Okay. Colder.
Colder.
It's not a number, guys. Jesus,
see,
yes, that is correct.
You see,
yes,
78 is referring to the numerical code for a color, and then you add 2 to that.
Yeah, exactly.
And it becomes that code, that color.
This is how you do math, guys. That's what, okay.
This is what they don't teach you in school, trust me. I'm a mathematician.
Ah.
So.
Where are you
good
from?
To know.
You're from the South, right?
I live in the South now. I actually grew up, born and raised until 18 in Wisconsin.
Okay. Ah, okay.
Wisconsin. Oh,
here's the thing. Okay, so I was just kind of looking through your podcast, and I noticed you've had a lot of the same guests on that we have. Like, a lot, like to the point where I'm not really sure these are actually two separate podcasts. Can you explain what's going on with that?
So Pan watches the first podcast, and then immediately when you have a guest on, he gets the same one.
I fucking knew it.
That's what's happening here. This is 100% true.
No, it was just really amusing, though, to see that you, like, I'm looking at these names, like, Cosmodor, Hugbees, Quinton Reviews, Nick Tendo, Nick Tendo, because I want to specify
Nick Tendo,
not the other Nick Tendo on YouTube, but Nick Tendo. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've, just a small world, I guess.
Rocco's Modern Life.
The world is very small.
Yeah. Rugrats.
You would not believe when I've talked to somebody, I sort of loop back around to meeting somebody I met, like, over a decade ago. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, wait, what? You're still here? You're still, like, alive? Like, this isn't a simulation? Like, people I knew back in my Facebook days from Save Symbionic Titan, which is how I first got into, like, social media, was, like, yeah, that Facebook page. Later down the line, I met Gary Tremarkey, also known as the Mutant Astronaut, who's doing Failing Upward is the show. He was on that page all those years ago, and he helped run a radio show with somebody on there, and I'm just like, oh, holy shit, what the fuck? It's just,
yeah,
that stuff always is weird to me.
Also, it seems like everyone knows everyone in the content creator sphere. Like, it's very well connected at this point. It's really interesting to see.
At least in the cartoon community, I've noticed, yeah, there's a lot of people are trying to, like, bring people together and stuff. So, like, you know, making a more tighter knit community. Oh, I see my friend Bear Boy John on here. He's really cool. You guys should get him. He's really good. He's a really good content creator too. Yes,
Bear Boy John.
He's an animator and does a lot of Final Fantasy and gaming content. I've actually collaborated with him. So I should go get that. I can get that and link it to y'all, and then you can put that link down there. Bear Boy John.
We'll go ahead and decide who we want to have on, good sir.
Well, I actually just told you, so you're gonna have
Bear
to deal
Boy
with
John,
it.
Are you in the chat? Can you hear
me? He's in the voice call. He's in the recording call right
Bear
now.
Bear Boy John.
Bear Boy John.
Do you want Bear Boy John? Do you want to come on and say hi?
Come say hi. Do it.
Come say hi, Bear Boy.
No one's here.
We're recording a podcast for you.
He's actually not server muted.
Because I unmuted him. If he wants to say hi. Oh.
Is he being shy? Is he being a shy boy?
More like Bear Boy shy.
We need some encouragement from the from you guys in chat. Everybody post Bear Boy. Bear Boy.
No one's posting Bear Boy. Oh, several people are typing. Okay.
Oh, now there they go. There they go.
Bear Boys, come say hi.
Hey, Bear Boy, you have a mic? You want to say hi?
He does, but he's acting the Mickey right now.
He's
Oh, that's really disappointing. This could have been your time to shine.
All right, we'll just cut this part out.
Or just leave it in. All right. Well, I guess we can get on to other things if you want.
Does anyone else have a question that you want to... Should we do a couple live questions at all?
Let's do some live questions in a little bit, but I think this is a good time as any to bang out our last sponsor of the episode.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the sponsor? Is it Arby's?
Nolan, have you... It's not Arby's. We already covered Arby's, but have you ever shopped online?
Yes.
And...
Correct.
When you shopped online, do you remember what website you used?
It was, what was it again?
Amazon. Okay, Amazon. Very easy. It's Amazon. Just Amazon.
Okay, Amazon?
Amazon? Yes, exactly. T1podcast.com.
Oh my God.
Good job. You got it on the first try. Amazon.T1podcast.com. Guys, if you've been tuning into the show for a while and you want to help support it in a way that doesn't cost you any extra money because you were going to shop on Amazon anyway.
You were going to shop on Amazon anyway, you filthy bastard.
Flying degenerate pieces of shit. No, but you probably are going to shop on there in the near future. So just change your bookmark to amazon.t1podcast.com.
Amazon.t1podcast.com. That way you can continue to make your purchases like normal at no additional cost to you while supporting your best friends, Lars and Joe.
A portion of the proceeds goes back to us and you get the products that you enjoy. Both of our sponsors are free. You don't have to spend any money or any extra money. Go ahead and check them out on our behalf. Tell them we sent you.
Amazon.t1podcast.com. Boop. Love you.
I see Bear Boy in the chat saying hello, but he missed his opportunity.
He's being shy.
What a little shy boy.
Salty Splatoon.
Little salty DK Dan, shy boy Bear Boy John.
Yeah,
salty.
Oh, there it is. Every fucking episode we do, someone asks if they're able to talk on the podcast episode. Oh, no.
Yeah, no, you can. I unmuted you. Do you have a mic?
Yes.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, random person.
Dakota Cox 23, the Dakota.
The legendary Dakota Cox 23.
Dakota Cox 23, is that you?
Yes.
Hey, you're bigger than PewDiePie, dude. Wow.
Normally, no, you would not be able to talk. This is a podcast that we're recording, but we've invited you on just as like a joke, like a one-off, essentially.
Well, Nolan kind of forced this. So
we've allowed you to speak through our mercy, and if you dare push us any further, you will be smited like the small insect you are.
Oof. No pressure. Go ahead.
Yeah, make it worth.
Say whatever you want.
Give
us your wisdom. Tell us some of your earthly wisdom for us. We need to learn something today.
Just like something you want me, like, never let kids put you down. Like if they say, oh, you suck, you're never going to do anything in your life, just ignore it.
Ignore kids that put you down?
That's actually really good advice.
I have to deal with this stuff 24/7, and I get, like, I have got so much hate from kids a lot, so I was like, yeah, whatever.
How old are you?
What?
What? You cut out.
What was that?
23?
No. No, I'm 14.
Okay. All right. Okay. That makes more sense. I was going to say, like, if you're, like, in college and you're, like, getting made fun of by kids, like...
That's a little weird.
Like, why? Why are you... Well, that makes sense, though. Yeah, don't let kids get you down.
Yeah, if you ever, like... Also, like, I've learned this on The Simpsons, but, like, you should prank them. Like,
yeah,
put some, like, gum under their seat, or, like, put ketchup packets, like, in the stalls, so when they sit down, ketchup goes everywhere. That, like I watch The Simpsons, and TV is real life. So, you know.
Yeah. I do love The Simpsons. Well, part of it.
Oh, did you watch King of the Hill?
No, I didn't.
Never mind.
Pan has given me so much shit for not watching King of the Hill.
You know, Lars hasn't seen it either.
I've never watched it either, so who cares? I mean, it's
one of my favorite shows. So
there's
so
many
shows.
There's too many shows. So it's like, I just have to pick ones to watch. And I've come to terms with the fact that King of the Hill probably just won't get watched. I mean, it's life.
God dang it, Bobby. You got me canceled.
God dang it, Bobby. That boy ain't right.
Actually, Joe actually found out that I haven't seen that today, and he just started like shrieking at me. Like, Lars, you're missing out on the Holy Grail. And I just, okay.
Me, whenever somebody says they didn't watch Symbionic Titan.
What's that?
Oh, so Dakota Cox 23 says, so he had deafened himself, and I wondered why. And then just now he says, I accidentally pressed the headset button, and I wondered why it was quiet.
All right.
That's why.
Oh, hey, speaking of which, Joe, if people wanted to tune into these episodes live, how can they do that?
How can they do that, Joe?
Oh, it's Joe, pretty easy.
Joe, give us the fucking answer.
All you have to do, Lars, if you would settle down, is
give us the answer. Stop stalling.
How do you do it? Joe, how do you do it?
I will give you the answer.
Come on.
First, lower your voices. I don't like to be yelled at. All right.
This whole time you haven't given the answer. Just please.
All right, already. All right. I'll give you the answer.
Well, please don't do it in that voice.
It's discord.t1podcast.com.
discord.t1podcast.com if you want to tune into these live. The chat is requesting we do some
already.
Shut the fuck up, Joe. Jesus.
We didn't yell at you, Joe. Like, this is completely uncalled for.
But a lot of fun to watch.
People in the chat are calling you Nolan de la Norte. Is there a reason for that?
Probably because I share the name with Nolan North, who plays Nathan Drake and other characters in video games and movies and shows and stuff.
Oh, okay.
I feel like most games just hire Nolan North, Laura Bailey, and that one other dude.
Troy Baker.
And they call it a day. That's it.
Troy Baker, which is my last name, and then Nolan North, which is my first name. So.
Oh, you're their kid. Okay,
no,
that makes so much more sense.
No, I'm their fusion.
Ah, okay.
Y'all ever watch Steven Universe? Like,
never seen it.
No, but I've watched Dragon Ball Z.
Oh, okay. Well, Dragon Ball Z works too. I don't care.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah.
Oh, yeah, that reminds me, like, one of my least favorite things is when I tell someone I haven't watched something, and they're like, you haven't watched that? What? Why? You're weird and stupid for not having watched that. That's, like, one of my least favorite things.
I mean, I do that, like, ironically, just because it's so obnoxious. But, like, yeah, but I mean, like, I know people who actually do that, and it's like,
yeah,
shut up. Mm-hmm. Do you think you're cool?
Yeah.
Do you think you're cool? You're not cool. You're
no, not cool.
Loser.
By the way, we haven't really talked too much about it, but like, just for the sake of the audience, what is the Pizza Party Podcast?
50 minutes in. Pizza Party Podcast is a cartoon podcast, although calling it a cartoon podcast is a bit lenient and generous.
Sure.
I mentioned it earlier, but it's literally like, it's just a conversation between the four of us and it has a vague structure.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Tiger Lizzie says it's a shitpost news podcast. That's pretty much it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they hit the nail right on the head. It's a shitpost news podcast with mostly outdated news by the time it gets released. But, you know, I don't think anybody comes in to listen to news or like actual valuable input. I think they listen for the personalities, you know, for better and for worse.
Yeah, kind of the same thing here where we actually don't even really have a theme. It's just like a talk show where we have guests. But I think people come for the guests and they stay for the shenanigans, I guess is the way to put it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think that our theme is that we interview mostly YouTubers and other notable figures and we just shoot the shit with them and kind of have a conversation. Yeah,
we try not to make it an interview per se. We try to just make it like a chat.
Kind of conversation.
If you interview notable people, why the fuck did you have me on? You're tarnishing your branding.
That's a good question. I think we should cancel this episode, Joe.
We have a guest on. He does not have confidence in his persona.
That was the first podcast. Thank you guys so much for listening. My name is.
Who else is on the Pizza Party Podcast, by the way?
Oh, yeah. We have obviously the host, Pan Pizza. He's the leader of Rebel Taxi, the channel. He makes all the content. We have Izzy Ray Brown. She is an artist and animator who has worked on things like Yo Mama and some freelance artwork on things that she is not allowed to talk about. She did Jurassic Wood. She did an animation for porno, which is awesome. And I will not hear anybody say otherwise. And then recently she worked on my friend's pilot, Long Gone Gulch, she was a cleanup artist. She did a great job. Y'all are going to love Long Gone Gulch. Go watch it. Follow their social media. Yeah. It's a new animated pilot coming out. It's going to be great.
How do you spell that?
LONGGONEGULCH. Long Gone Gulch, exactly how it sounds. And then last but not least, we have Jim Gisriel, who is a movie reviewer. He does movie reviews, I know.
Mm-hmm.
And he talks about a lot of stuff outside of even just reviewing movies. He also talks about you know, film theory, stuff like that. He gives history on certain films. He does a really good job. But yeah, and then we also have like recurring guests and stuff like that. We also had a previous co-host who has gone on to do other thing, kind of thinks. And yeah, that's pretty much everybody who's been like a regular host. I'm not about to list the hundreds of guests we've had on. You can go look for that yourself. I'm lazy.
Oh yeah, I wasn't going to ask you to list off every guest. Like in a that's fine.
Have you have you ever and had Joe, on
what Joe
PewDiePie?
We've had on Salty DK Dan, which is, I think, about the same thing.
Okay. Sorry, Lars, what were you saying?
I can't tell if you would be upset or pleased with that comparison, but okay. Joe, and what is the first podcast?
What are you asking me?
Yeah, like, what is our show? How would you describe it?
What are you talking about? What do you mean, how would I describe it?
Yeah, like, to someone who doesn't know what it is.
How would I describe it?
Yeah.
It's a surrealist comedy talk show where we focus on YouTubers, celebrities, musicians.
Why were you responding to that as if it was like an ancient like Mayan hieroglyph that you were going to have to solve? It's not that difficult of a question.
How would I describe it? I guess I would just describe it as a talk show where we interview cool people and, you know, shoot the shit for an hour. Kind of like how I just described it a moment ago if you were paying attention, Lars. Were you listening?
Yeah, I don't think Lars was listening. I think he was busy thinking about other things.
You're going to be embarrassed, Lars, when you listen back to this and realize that like less than 5 minutes ago, I described it.
Yeah, sorry, guys. I was taking a poop.
Fun fact, Rich repeated the same exact thing Jay said because he was not listening. One of my favorite Ooh. Best of the worst moments.
Ooh. Ooh. Can we all just do this noise for a moment?
Sure. Not. Are we just going to soundbite it and like you're going to use it out of context?
No, we'll probably not.
Ooh. Okay.
Ooh.
Ooh. Sponsored by Audible.
All right, I disconnected both of them. That's enough. All right, that's... Oh, my gosh. Okay.
All right. That's enough of that.
Yeah. Oh, shit. I don't think he knows that I did that as a joke. Wait.
Okay. Why would you kick our guest from the call?
Well, I kicked both of you as a joke because I didn't want to hear that anymore, but...
I've
been hearing, like, the beeps of people coming in and out, so I had no idea. It took me a minute to realize, oh, yeah, I'm not in here.
Yeah.
You could turn that off, by the way.
Well, yeah, but then I turn it off for, like, everything else.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I don't think I can change that for the server.
Here, we'll give you some time. Lars, cue the Jeopardy music.
No, we don't need to do that.
No, it's fine.
Joe.
It's fine.
Now that
it's
you figured good. It out, we're good. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll just fix that in post.
So, what drives the pizza party? I realize this is kind of a vague question, but, like, what's the force behind the Pizza Party podcast and its, like, pretty rabid success?
Rabbit is a generous term.
Rabbit.
You
said
you
rabbit.
Guys are,
rabbit no, you guys success. Are,
yes. I looked up your stats and you're up to almost like 2 million listens. Like, holy shit.
Oh.
For a podcast, that's really good.
I didn't know that. I usually look at the YouTube metrics, which are like only like 50K per episode. So I don't really know. I don't really know what, I guess, a successful podcast metrics would be, but.
That's a lot for an episode. 50K.
Well, for reference, we have significantly less listens and our podcast is number 303 on iTunes. So, like, you guys are probably really far up there at this point.
Yeah, we found out today we are the number 303 most listened to podcast right now in America.
Yeah, so
holy shit.
Comparatively, you guys
so
are
you're probably
we're
like,
saying you're doing well basically. We're taking a long time to say it, but
you're
yeah.
probably oh. yeah, you're probably like know. Let me see if I can find it.
I don't think any of us had any idea. But that's very impressive. Thank you guys for letting me know.
Yeah.
Feels good, fam. But I don't know. Honestly, we've had a lot of comments about our content stagnating and like not being as good, which is fair. But I mean, like, I've always thought that it's been pretty consistent to what it is. Just like guys talking to each other. I don't really know if there's an incline or decline in quality, but, you know,
yeah,
we're probably bound to say some things people don't like or don't want us to talk about, and that makes it bad for them, which is fair and valid. But, you know, for me, I've never really looked at the Pizza Party podcast as any kind of business venture, so I really wouldn't know how it got so successful. I think it's more attributed to Pan's success than anything else, because he's been making really good videos and he makes great content in Pizza Party. Is what's in between his videos. And, you know, if you just want more Pan every week, you can come listen to the podcast. So,
yeah, that makes sense. Okay.
I'd probably attribute it to that.
Joe, do you have any other questions, by the way? Because I wanted to give you a chance to get some stuff in.
No, go ahead.
We're still here.
Go ahead. I'm trying to find what number you guys are. I'm just scrolling.
Oh, okay. Oh, just to jerk him off a little bit more and praise him for his fame. That makes sense. Okay. Nolan, are you, this is a really stupid question because the answer is probably yes, but are you a gamer?
I thought before we started this, I told you not to talk about that.
Ooh, I'm so sorry.
Well, now this is just awkward.
Please answer as if your life depended on it.
Of course I'm a gamer.
Okay. What have you been playing lately?
Oh my God. I'm starting Arkham City again. I'm playing Risk of Rain 2 a lot, Hitman.
I just started Arkham City again. Cool.
Arkham City is really fun.
Yeah.
It's a lot better than I remember it, because I didn't really like it first.
It's probably the best in the Arkham.
Yeah, I like Asylum's aesthetic more, though.
Oh, like the kind of horror?
Yeah, theme. Horror, like gothic aesthetic. Mm-hmm. Had a lot of greens, was very dingy and gross and disgusting, and then City is like really gray and blue and it just looks boring.
I like the gameplay a little bit better in City.
Yeah, no, it's a lot more polished. Like, I like the gameplay way more. I just like Asylum's aesthetics more.
They've stopped the series though completely, right?
There's been rumors that their WB Montreal, Origins, is going to make a Court of Owls game.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I haven't played Origins yet, so I don't want to give like an unfair assessment, but I've just heard it's a decent entry.
Oh yeah, guys, if you're listening to this, go ahead and Google that. Don't take our word for it. But yeah. Oh no, I didn't silence my phone. I'm so sorry. Oh, Bear Boy just followed us on Twitter. Thanks for the follow.
Somebody says Curb Your Enthusiasm randomly in the chat.
That's a good show. Thoughts?
Anytime you listen to me on a podcast, you should curb your enthusiasm. I think that's what they were trying to say.
So they were insulting you is what you're... Okay.
Oh.
Nice job, audience, you dick.
Also, Dorcas the Dipstick posted this Rotoscope Sans dancing, and it reminded me of the cutscenes from Faith. Y'all ever play that game?
I've heard of it.
It's an Atari-style horror game, and it's actually really fucking good.
Oh.
It's very short. You can get them on itch.io. But a cool thing they do is they have these rotoscoped cutscenes where they basically take footage that they filmed and then draw it in like Atari style, so like 6-bit or 4-bit or whatever Atari is, and it's like so simple, but it's really creepy and I love it. It's really good.
I like the idea of going back. A couple other games have done this recently where they go back to old style engines or they try to emulate it and do stuff that they couldn't do with it before. There was this game made by the Duke Nukem guys. I'm blanking on it. Joe, stall for a second.
If you have ever wondered where you can get a free audiobook, it's at audibletrial.com/T1podcast.
Sponsored by Audible.
Oh, I found out. Okay. Have you guys ever heard of Ion Fury?
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a voxel shoot 'em up that looks like Duke Nukem?
Yeah, Duke. It's made by the same team, I think, actually, who did that. Yeah, it's like Duke Nukem 3D, but modern. So they're able to make it like, they're able to push the engine to its limits. It looks really cool.
It is. It does look cool, but it's too expensive for me because I'm poor. But yeah, it's on my wish list. I want to get it. I'm excited for eventually. It.
Oh, hey, I'm going to go ahead and make this note. My sentence didn't work there. By the way, I'm going to note something here for the audience. If you guys have been tuning in for a while, we've been doing some Steam giveaways on the server. The only way you can participate in those are to go to discord.t1podcast.com. We just gave away Assassin's Creed Origins.
Hmm.
And I still have to DM him the code for that. I'll go ahead and do that tonight.
Yeah.
Everyone's just posting Sans Undertale gifts in the chat. That's lovely.
The best Undertale boy.
Oh, do you play Smash, by the way?
Yeah, I do. Very rarely these days, though.
Okay. Did you hear the rumors?
The rumors? About,
apparently there was a potential leak, like it's not confirmed or not, that Doomguy and Geno are going to be in the game. And it's from like a reputable source.
That's exciting if true. I would love Doomguy.
Yeah.
I think that'd be really interesting.
Yeah, because it was an indirect thing where they had someone with a Mallow costume for their Mii Fighter and then one of the enemies from Doom as a costume.
So yeah.
It's kind of hinting at that.
Yeah, and I remember this now. Yeah, somebody compared the leaks, the leaks to like actual models that are out there right now and they look very custom, so.
Yeah, because I hear modding is in its very early days at this point. So, like, it would be hard to fake that to the same extent it might be able to for earlier games. I don't know. This is completely unconfirmed. If in, like, a week it turns out that this is fake, then I'm sorry. And I'll eat shit for that later. But, yeah.
We all will. I'll take the L for this, too.
Take the L, Fortnite dance. Joe, what are you doing, dude?
While you guys were just chatting right now, I just posted a link to audibletrial.com/T1podcast to, like, 5 different groups that I manage on Facebook.
Good
Wow, you're kind of a dick.
Not really. Like 5 years ago, I started a bunch of groups and some of them got up to like 1,000 members, just 1,000 likes just randomly. And then I transitioned one of them into a fan page for the podcast. And now I just use it to shill stuff.
Very nice.
I mean, it's Facebook, so it doesn't really matter anymore.
So it doesn't matter. Yeah. It's Boomer Book.
Facebook is useless for marketing. Just completely useless. We actually abandoned our Facebook page because it's like, what's the point?
Did you know that they're changing the name to Boomer Book?
They should.
It's true.
That's crazy.
How do you feel about the OK Boomer meme?
Excellent meme.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 10 out of 10.
It's actually my favorite meme of the year, I think.
Mm-hmm. Elderly people are literally the worst thing that God has ever invented, and we need to exterminate them, in my opinion.
Or just be really passive aggressive and say, OK, Boomer.
All right.
No. I think I'm on the right track with systematically euthanizing them.
Bear Boy John says, I'm a boomer. But no. It's not the it's not the age. It's the
it is the attitude.
It's the attitude.
John, get on here. Bring him up. He could unmute your mic. You guys will know he's not a boomer. He's a liar.
Okay, you're unmuted. Bear Boy John.
Unmute your mic right now and speak so people can hear your fucking baby boy voice, you little bastard.
Is he going to be like, hi, I'm Bear Boy John.
We want to hear your baby boy voice.
He's unmuted. John.
John!
Oh,
this
okay,
is really...
Dear.
Oh, there you go.
Oh,
okay.
Dead air.
Say hello.
Sorry about that. How's it going, guys?
Hey, you're no boomer. Hey. You have the voice of a 23-year-old Ohio man.
See, I told
you... Close. I'm sick, but I'm from Boston.
You're six?
Oh, no, yeah, I'm sick.
Sick.
Oh, okay.
He is also 6 years old, so you were right on the money on that part.
Don't cough on us. Okay. We don't want to get a computer virus.
Yeah, please don't, you know, give the disease to the show. Thank you.
A little cough never hurt anybody that much, right? I mean, it's a little virus.
Well,
do you guys remember the whooping cough? Like, that was a thing.
Yeah, I remember that.
Dude, I think it's a thing again because of, like, people being anti-vaxxers. Like, the old school diseases are starting to come back.
Yes!
To some extent.
Mm-hmm.
It's dark.
Even diseases are pandering to nostalgia. Like, lay off it, guys. Come on.
Yeah. By the way, I went ahead and muted Bear Boy. Thanks for coming on and confirming that you have a disease.
Not a boomer voice and a disease. I love that guy. He's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. So back about nostalgia baiting diseases, because I feel like this is important. What disease should come back? I think the Black Plague would be a really cool throwback.
Thinking rabies.
Rabies is still here.
Not to change the subject.
Let's not change the subject. Okay.
Not to change the subject, but I just went onto the Facebook page and noticed that on September 14th, Alexis, our third host that isn't on the show anymore, used the page to advertise a... it looks like a microwave that she was selling.
What?
I'm serious. For the past three months. Check it out. For the past 2 months, there's just been an ad for a microwave that's now sold.
I guess it works. So there you go. Enjoy that freebie. Thank you.
You're welcome.
It reached 50 people.
Joe, can we go ahead and take her access away, by the way? Because I don't necessarily want her to do that.
Yeah, but, we probably should.
Okay.
Or anyway, what were we talking about? You had mentioned that The right before this, we were talking about, right before I rudely interrupted, which I'm sorry.
Dick.
What were we talking about? Can anyone in the audience remember?
Joe, you sound really incompetent right now.
Diseases.
All right.
Diseases.
Oh, yeah. rabies, because rabies is pretty dramatic. You ever, like, looked into what happens to you? Like, you become... afraid of water, and then you just die like within 24 hours. It's really fucked up. Apparently it used to be called hydrophobia, because like one of the signs is like they try to give you water and you would freak the fuck out. It's pretty dark, so I think that should come back.
Reminds me of the dancing plague thing.
I heard about that.
Super Eye Patch Wolf talked about that on one on his paranoia agent. His paranoia agent retrospective, where he talked about the dancing plague, where this one woman got up, started dancing, then the whole town joined her, and for weeks they all danced nonstop.
That sounds like a fun disease.
It was like a mental disease. It was like a sort of like a paranoia thing. Hence the inclusion in the paranoia agent video.
Super Eye Patch Wolf, please come on the show. Thank you.
I would try to network if he ever responded to my DMs.
Oh, yeah. Is he just like a really busy boy or?
I'm assuming so, yeah. He makes a lot of good content, and he's doing a lot of other stuff outside of that, so I wouldn't be surprised.
I actually only found out about him, like, 3 or 4 weeks ago, and I ended up, like, binging all of his content. It's really good.
Yeah, no, he makes great stuff.
I really like his wrestling videos of all, like, those are my favorite, where he just talks about, like, the dramatic anime arcs in modern pro wrestling. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, he actually got me interested in wrestling.
Well, yeah, there's kind of like passively his goal, I guess. With Joe, do you know who we're talking about?
What was the name?
Super Eyepatch Wolf.
I've heard the name. I've heard the name, but I don't know too much.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Okay. Understandable. Have a good day.
Have you heard of Andre the Giant?
What do you mean, have we heard of Andre the Giant?
I know who Andre the Giant is. He was in The Princess Bride.
We should have him on the podcast.
He's dead.
What?
Yeah, he's dead.
Yeah, I killed him.
Oh, no.
Nolan didn't kill him. He's just being dorky by saying that. No, but he's dead.
You don't know my life story.
Oh, jeez. Are you for real?
Oh, jeez, Rick. Did you really kill Andre the Giant?
Oh, jeez, Rick. Did you really have to kill Andre the Giant? Oh, no, the Gilgamesh is going to go after us, Rick.
Oh. Yeah, Joe, I don't know if you're doing a gag, by the way, but he's been dead for 16 years.
What?
Yeah.
No way. He was my favorite rapper.
What?
Well, he was a wrestler and a rapper.
He was a rapper?
No, I don't know.
No, you're thinking of Hulk Hogan.
This is a hot mess we're dealing with right here.
Jesus, Joe, every time.
I'm just kidding. No, he's dead. But in all honesty, I don't know if he rapped or not.
No, I think that was Shaq. Did you guys know that Shaq is a rapper?
But you're thinking of Big Shaq.
No, like actual Shaq. Like he was a rapper in the 90s.
Remember Kazam?
I do. Yeah, I remember Kazam, not Shazam. It's Kazam with Shaq, not Shazam with Sinbad. Just putting that out there.
Yeah, no, I know about the Mandela effect.
The Bernstein Bears or the Berenstein Bears?
Did a man really travel across dimensions and get the Beatles album from when they never broke up?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Interesting to think about. There's this conspiracy theory that this guy was walking through the desert and then conked himself out, and he woke up in another dimension where the Beatles never broke up, and he brought back one of their albums on cassette, and it was called Everyday Chemistry. It's clearly not real, but I love that story.
Wait, was it like an actual album that somebody found and that's where it came from?
No, it's like a legend.
Yeah.
Where's the tape?
The guy took, I mean, it's obviously just a cassette tape where he wrote the Beatles Everyday Chemistry on it. And then, like,
okay.
I think the contents of it were, like, just, like, remixes of some Beatles songs. So it was basically just somebody's mixtape that they, like, said, like, oh, yeah, I got this from another dimension.
Well, Nolan, I have a story for you. I actually went into another dimension.
Yeah, there it is.
And I ran into a ghost.
All right, I went ahead and muted him. That's enough. What I think is really interesting about these theories is they're all based on the idea that the universe is like completely the same, except like the one change is that Oscar Mayer has like one different letter. It's really amusing that they think that like the universe would be that trivial.
You never know. You ever hear about the butterfly effect?
Yes. No, that was a great movie.
Butterfly effect.
Yeah.
Who was in where that? The wings of a butterfly flap and cause a tsunami somewhere else.
Ashton Ketchum.
I really like that movie.
Eventually the wings of the wind turns into a tornado or a tsunami somewhere else is the idea.
Mm-hmm. Is that actually true? Does that actually happen, by the way?
No, it's just the butterfly effect. It's like,
okay.
It's like the definition of the term, sort of.
Oh, and then speaking of Beatles, there's the Paul is dead. There's so many goofy theories. I love just reading about them. They're all batshit insane, but
they even had one theory where, like, apparently, like, John Lennon was murdered. Like, yeah, guys. Really?
Yeah.
Well.
Actually.
What?
Oh, we have some news for you.
We've got some bad news. He was murdered.
When?
70-something? Like, 1970? Or?
This podcast has been Mandela'd.
Oh, my God. I hope somebody told Yoko Ono.
Well,
yeah. And she was probably happy anyway.
Oh, well, yeah, dark. Guys, in the chat, this is a chance, by the way, to ask a live question on air if you would like. Now's the time. Sound off.
Ask them why you got me on, because I'm still not sure either.
Okay.
Go ahead, Star Bunny. You're unmuted. You gotta, server, you gotta unmute yourself, bud.
Let, help us help you, Star Bunny. Come on.
Star Bunny.
Bunny's in flight. Afternoon delight.
Star Bunny, if you don't unmute, you're gonna miss your chance. You're gonna miss your chance.
I'm sorry, I was yelling at my sister. Okay, I have a question for Nolan.
Oh,
hi. Hello. What can I do you for? Okay. What can I do for you?
Okay, so there's been a lot of talk on Twitter. I know you know about the whole Sonic movie redesign. Do you think the animators redesigned it out of love for Sonic, or do you think they designed it? Oh my fucking god, I messed up this whole damn question. Do you think the original design was just a RP stunt, so to get people talking about the movie?
No, it wasn't. I know people who know people, and it definitely wasn't a publicity stunt. People can be very surprised at just how stupid some executives are and think they know better than literally everyone else, when in fact they don't.
Yeah. Does anyone else want to ask a question? Now's your chance to sign off.
Dinosaur?
I'm going to let Literally Golden ask a question because he's the patron, so.
Oh. Yeah, this will be golden.
Literally.
Haha. Go ahead.
Hello there.
Hi.
Hello.
Now, Nolan, I have one simple question for you.
What's up?
Say you're sitting at a table. There's napkins on your left and your right.
Oh, God.
Which napkin do you take?
This sounds like a trick, but probably the right because I'm right-handed.
That's all.
Okay, cool. Thanks.
It's a JoJo meme.
Was there more
okay.
to that?
Anyone else? DynaRoar57, go for it.
Okay, I'm unmuted. All right.
Hi. Hi.
Just a quick thing. Hey, Nolan, what's up?
Hi.
This kind of goes back to this one tweet that I made 100 years ago. It's a very controversial tweet, and you liked it for some reason. That shocked me. It's basically me saying to all YouTubers that are complaining. I'm going to get shot for saying this. To all YouTubers who are complaining about like not making enough money, like I'm not saying this out of arrogance or thinking I'm better than you. No, in a way, I'm not. I work minimum wage, but like get a job because YouTube is not a very stable job. It is very bipolar. Your boss is crazy. And not only that, we got to deal with the COPA rules that are coming in soon. So what are your thoughts on that whole fiasco?
Yeah, I probably liked it just because I agreed with the sentiments, maybe not necessarily the wording, which I think is brutal because I think YouTube is a real job for the most part. Depending on the content you make, if you're like a reaction channel or something that literally is just mooching off of a somebody else's content, then go fuck yourself, in my opinion. But I just think YouTube, it definitely isn't stable, and especially with the COPA thing happening, to my understanding, it's YouTube automatically marks whether or not your content is safe for kids, and it's all up to machine learning, which is notoriously unreliable, very unstable, still not fully tested yet.
Would you be okay with testing machine learning on animals like squirrels and cute bunnies?
What are you talking about, Joe?
You can't test machine learning because they're not machines, they're animals.
Would you be okay with that?
This doesn't make any sense, Joe.
Just let him answer the question.
But yeah, no, I really think that having YouTube as your full-time job, unless you're making like 5 figures a year maybe, and you're investing your money wisely and saving and like being smart about it, which I know some people usually aren't, so I definitely use YouTube as a supplement unless you're like really successful, you know, and your content is explicitly catered to like, you know, what YouTube wants to make.
I think kind of the sentiment behind that there, it's cold to say, but it is true that content creation, whether it's YouTube or a podcast or what have you, is lucrative for very few. So I would agree with the idea that I wouldn't put all my eggs in that basket unless I had a like a solid steady income that was above the threshold that I needed. So that's where I would also agree with that tweet, I would say, even if the wording wasn't quite good.
Yeah, the wording was kind of rude. But yeah. Another thing is I know people who are like, oh, well, if I work hard enough at my YouTube channel, it's going to take off. Like, you're not going to make your channel take off. You're gonna get lucky and it's gonna take off. And I've seen people who have quit their jobs and say, I'm just gonna focus on YouTube full time, and now their channels are only getting like triple digit views, which is like no money is being made there, buddy. So I mean, like, obviously if you do it as a hobby, like, and you're making money off it, like, you know, good on you, but unless you're super successful, I don't think it's a good medium to be in my opinion.
This is not me saying, by the way, that people shouldn't try to do that.
Yeah, no, definitely not.
Just to be realistic.
Yeah, just don't like, yeah, I think you worded it best. Don't put all your eggs in one basket, especially considering, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyone want to give a last question? This is your chance. Oh, yes. Sonic John wanted to come on. Go ahead.
Hello, Sonic John.
Go ahead.
Sonic John, please.
Dead air. Dead air.
He already answered the question.
Oh. Oops. Sorry.
Oh.
Never mind. Okay.
We could do one more? Does anybody else have a question?
This is your one chance to ask Nolan. One chance.
Dino Roar had something to say.
Oh, Dorcas the Dipstick has a question.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Go ahead, bud.
Dorcas, you're up. Unmute Dorcas. That mic and give us them tasty takes.
Dorcas, do it now.
Okay. Hey.
Hey.
Howdy. What's your favorite Sonic boat style?
Are you talking with the mic down your throat, Dorcas?
Are you like underwater right now? I can't really understand what you're saying.
I'm on a laptop, so I can't tell where it's picking up my audio.
Oh, it's below it's, the
okay. Stay right there. You sound good there, yeah. Wherever you were right. Holding your head. What was the question again?
What's your favorite art style for Sonic the Hedgehog?
Oh, okay, that's what I thought it was. I really like the Rider's art style a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And DemX, who's on Twitter, he draws like the best Sonics I've ever seen. He's amazing. Go follow DemX on Twitter. Look it up. You'll find it. Don't worry about it.
Okay. So that's going to do it for the live questions portion of the podcast. If you didn't get a chance to ask one, that's too bad.
Suffer.
But in the future, if you want to be able to have a chance to talk to the content creators we have on, go to discord.t1podcast.com.
Discord.t1podcast.com.
And if you wanted to message me, you can always ask me on Twitter or Curious Cat, you know.
No, they sure missed their chance.
You can't see it, but I'm shrugging, so.
Okay.
They missed us. Right. They missed our opportunity.
All right, well, yeah, that's open DMs for Nolan, I guess. Go ahead and bug him on there. Don't bug us.
Nolan, what kind of computer setup do you have? A home office?
Oh, God. Yeah, I have a dual monitor desktop. I couldn't tell you the specifics, so I had somebody else build this for me.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Somebody hung up. Okay. It wasn't one of us. All right. Sorry.
No. Okay. Yes, Joe?
No, I was just asking. I'm currently, you know, repositioning my computer desk within my room. So I was just...
Is there anything we're forgetting, Joe? I feel like we're forgetting something.
Well, since we retired the Boar question, no.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we retired a staple question on the last episode we recorded where we would ask people what their opinion was on boars. And it was like a major part of the show, but we decided to stop, so...
Well, if you really think about it, like, boars are just, like, ascended pigs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're cooler pigs.
Guys, like, we retired the question. We gotta not ask this again.
Yeah, guys.
What's the new question, then?
What is the new... We were actually talking to people on the server, I think yesterday, about this.
Do you have any suggestions, Nolan?
I would ask, like, an ethical or moral quandary. Like, recently, I asked somebody, what would you rather fuck, a hot Hot Pocket or a My Little Pony fleshlight doll? Because, like, on one hand, you're going to have some genital mutilation, but you won't look like a complete asshole. On the other hand, it's the exact opposite. So, like...
Well, are you doing it, in front of people? Like, are people
going to find out? Yeah, and, like, you don't have a choice. So, like, you know, do you save your integrity and, like, mutilate your genitals? Or do you lose all of your integrity but keep your genitals intact? So
how is this being... Is this being broadcasted somewhere?
Yeah, like, people can see you do it. Like, I don't think this... Like,
the whole
tons
world.
Of people.
Like, a million?
The specifics don't matter.
Really matter to me. Is it 10 people or is it a million people? You know,
it's a lot of people to the point where you would care. Does that answer your question?
Still fuck the My Little Pony fleshlight doll because I don't want a hot pocket.
I'm gonna clip that for later. Okay.
So you literally bug me and insist on me explaining the specifics, yet you already had a predetermined choice anyway.
You dick.
No, if it was not that well, I guess it would still, yes, you're right.
Wow.
So Sorry. Okay. Sorry, I guess. I don't know. I guess I needed more time. Sometimes I ask questions to see if it would change anything. Maybe.
No, Nolan, you're the new host. I'm going to kick Joe off of this. That's enough of that.
No.
Okay. Cool. Thanks.
All right. My answer. Do you want my answer?
Yes.
Okay. So I feel like there are obvious downsides to both of them, but the answer is clear, and that obviously you wouldn't want to mutilate your genitals, and embarrassment is temporary, right?
Exactly. Like, you'd be surprised how many people say, I refuse to fuck My Little Pony doll, and I'm like, so you're gonna stick your dick in like a nuclear hot pocket? Like, just because?
Also, I feel like it'd be pretty easy to explain the situation to people, like, oh, I'm being forced to.
That's what I was thinking, too. Like,
yeah,
I'm being forced to do this, so you guys got to watch me fuck a doll, and then people will be like, oh, that's funny, and then they'll be like, worst case scenario, you're just going to be known as the My Little Pony doll fucker, which, like, a lot of people are, and they have perfectly functional lives, so,
yeah,
you know.
It's a traumatic thing to be forced to fuck a My Little Pony fleshlight doll, but you'll get past it, and you won't get past having a mutilated Hot Pocket dick.
I need my wiener. Like, I need it for things.
Yeah, you need it to please the girl you are eventually going to get when she sees you did that.
I don't know about you guys, but you should never fuck a Hot Pocket that's fresh out of the microwave. It seems like a good idea at the time.
Ooh, now I kind of want to try, though.
No, Lars, trust me. Trust me. From experience, okay. This is a bad decision.
You ever put your balls in tomato sauce? Well,
yeah.
No.
Well, I do that from time to time, but not a hot pocket. That's like a step up.
There you go. No more questions.
You guys ever take a banana and just eat it?
I don't like where the sentences go. Oh, okay.
You just eat the banana.
Yeah, settle down there, amazing atheist.
Yeah.
Where did you think that was going?
Oh, yeah. Well.
You fucking pervert. Jesus Christ.
I can think of a couple routes we could have taken, but
yeah.
But yeah, no, that's your hypothetical. You're welcome.
I probably won't bust that out on all the guests or any of them, but thank you.
Coward, actually. Actual coward.
This has made a nice little segment.
Yeah.
And from now on,
when we talk about Hot Pockets,
we'll have an immediate like inside joke. So yeah. Thank you.
Epic.
You ever have a Hot Pocket?
What do you mean? Just in general?
For Nolan? You ever eaten
I they're okay. I'd prefer calzone or
fuck a Hot Pocket.
No, are you kidding me?
He just said he wouldn't.
Yeah,
that doesn't mean he didn't. Okay,
I did. I didn't.
I did.
I've never fucked a Hot Pocket. Oh,
Joe, please ask better questions. Thank you.
Just kidding. All right.
Okay.
You can't just ask a bad question and then say just kidding afterwards. That doesn't.
Here's a question for y'all. What's your favorite creepypasta?
The one I know. It's the one where the lady is, or whoever, the main character is like holding a baby and it won't shut up and it's a fake baby. So they take the batteries out, but nothing happens and they throw it against the wall and it turns out it was a real baby.
I like that one too. Not my favorite though. Although one of my favorite really bad creepypastas is the Russian sleep experiment, even though everybody loves that one for some reason.
Yeah.
That one sucks. People seem to like it though for some reason.
So I think sometimes it's presented as if it was real, which has some appeal to it, I guess.
But it's so clearly not real because, like,
right, no.
It starts off with a sound premise, like,
yeah.
Russian researchers lock up people and try to keep them awake using a stimulant. Okay, yeah. I can get behind that. Then they start tearing their organs out and stuffing them up in the drain so the water fills up. And then, like, they smear feces and book pages on the walls so that they can't be monitored. Yeah, no, it's stupid. And then, like, it ends with, like, a supervillain, like, rant about how everybody has a madness lurking within them all. And it's like, okay, I, too, have read horror stories in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Sad.
Yeah.
I don't really have, like, a favorite creepypasta because I think they're all kind of lame.
Boo.
I mean,
you haven't read the good ones. Baraska is really good.
I kind of liked White with Red, just because it was simple.
Red, that sounds familiar.
Oh, it's the one where it's like the guy's looking in the keyhole.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Yeah, it's just like
that's
mildly kind of...
one.
Okay, I'll say that one, because it's pretty good.
Have you guys heard that story about the guy that goes swimming for pearls in his pool and there's the pill? You know what I'm talking about?
No.
No, but I like the alliteration.
Yeah.
So
in the pool,
there's a guy that basically, long story short, it's a long story, but he, every day after school, he would jack off in the pool and try to catch the jizz that would be floating in the pool.
What?
He called it fishing for pearls or catching pearls.
Was this you, Joe?
No, it wasn't me. And
this sounds like something you would have done.
He had a giant pill that he had to swallow every day, and he hated to swallow the pill. And he would he would sit on top of the part of the pool that would suck out stuff from the bottom in order to stimulate his prostate or so. I don't know.
But oh, God. What is this, Joe?
Anyway, it sucks out his intestines from his butthole. And the only way he knows is because he saw the pill and then realized what was happening. And he had to swim up to the surface, and he went to the hospital.
All right. Thank you, Joe.
You should see. It's really a sight to behold.
Oh, wait, this is a video?
No, it's, I think it's a story, and then there's like a narrator version.
Are you just making this up on the fly, Joe?
No, I'm not making it up. Guys, in the chat, have you guys heard this before?
This sounds like you've just made this up on the spot.
I didn't make it up. I did not make this up. It is, it's a thing.
The chat's just saying no, like you've made this up completely.
All right, I'm going to go find it for you guys.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. By the way, Nolan, we'll probably wrap this up in the next few minutes.
Sure.
Okay. While Joe's doing that, I'm going to say...
Oh, it's Chuck Palahniuk.
Oh, so it's just from one of his books. Okay, that makes sense.
I guess so.
Okay. All right. So, first of all, Nolan, thank you very much for coming on the show. I actually really appreciated the chance to get to talk to you.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate you inviting me on. I hope it was a good episode.
Yeah, I had a great time. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Also, you were a very, very common fan request, so this is like an episode for the fans as well. So.
Oh, that's really sweet. Thank you guys so much for requesting me. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to make that sound more genuine, but I really do mean it.
Say it the other direction. Say it as sarcastically as you can.
Fuck you guys.
and that's the version that we'll use.
No. But
yeah, thank you guys for requesting me. That means a lot. I really appreciate it.
Now, before we forget, mm-hmm. what would be your useless superpower?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, making sure everything is cooked perfectly evenly.
That's useful.
In like a couple
that's
minutes.
That's useful.
Super useful. What, are you kidding
me? I mean, that's useful. That's conventionally useful, but for a superpower?
Well, but I mean, it has to be useless.
Entirely useless.
A useless superpower.
Well, or it has to be, it has to be less useful than that, I think.
It can't be like, oh, I know every recipe.
I can control how my fingernails grow.
Oh, what if you need to scratch somebody?
No, that's useless. You can scratch people with something else, Joe. So,
all right. Yeah. Imagine. All right. Like it's another option, but like there are plenty of other better options out there, like for like a knife, for instance.
Yeah. Like your superpowers, you never have to cut your nails again?
No, you can only control how they grow.
Oh, not
so you still have to trim them.
But you can't reverse it.
You can just control how it grows out.
How fast can they grow per day?
However fast you want, baby.
So you can have a world record in a couple days? That's too useful.
Yeah, but that's kind of gross. Like, would you want to be known as that guy?
No, but you could. And then you have a world record for the longest fingernails.
No, I'm going to accept it because I think that's not something you'd want to be known as.
All right, Lars.
Also, world record holders don't really get much clout after the initial thing.
Yeah,
that's true.
It's like a little thing you can point to from time to time. Oh, yeah.
But yeah, Lars. Give it to us.
Sock it to me.
I don't have one. I'm sorry, guys. Fuck. Oh, come back around to me.
All right. For me, I would say my useless superpower is the ability to make my cooking knives duller and just my cooking instruments to wear out faster than normal.
That is a very useless superpower. I'm impressed.
Thank you.
That's like actively harmful because it makes cooking more dangerous.
Exactly.
Yeah, there should be like a clause that says like it has to be like useless, but not like actively detrimental.
No, there should be, but there's not. So
Yeah, no, that we got to take an L on that on that part, man.
I'm gonna enforce that from now on, Joe. They have to actually help you somehow.
Okay.
Not helpful, but they can't be detrimental. They just have to be completely neutral and useless.
All right. Well, what about this? The ability to change the color of your hair, but not within, not where the human eye can differentiate.
That's really good. That's a really good one.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Like, it could subtly adjust the hue of your hair.
Yeah, like it could be polka dots where the polka dots are so close, so no one would ever know it was polka dots.
Here's one related to that. What if you had the power to change the color of your hair, but only to that like burnt orange that you get if you over dye your hair, like that really gross color that comes from trying to bleach it, but it didn't work?
That's pretty useless. And not detrimental.
Okay, we gave good answers. Okay.
You know, one of our classic answers to this has to be rethought because it's detrimental. A typical answer that we came up with early and often is the ability to break every bone in your body.
Yeah. That's very detrimental. It's
very detrimental, yeah.
Just randomly bleh. Yeah. Okay. So that's disqualified from the previous episodes. What do you think of the Nostalgia Critic?
Terrible human being. Aside from making bad content, he was complicit in covering up for Juwario, so
yeah. Awful.
Bastard.
Bad dude.
Yeah.
Joe.
Yeah.
If people wanted to wear our podcast, what is the best way to do that?
Merch.t1podcast.com. That's MERCH. .t1podcast.com. They can get a t-shirt, they can get a hoodie, they can get a case for their phone, get a gift for your friend, get a coffee mug, whatever you want.
Merch.t1podcast.com has the goods, the swag. But Joe, if people wanted to support the show in a way that gets them a lot of cool stuff, because they've been listening for a while and they said, oh, my server daddies Lars and Joe are great podcasters and I want to help, how can they do that?
Patreon.com/T1podcast. What you're going to want to do is go to patreon.com/T1podcast and join the $2 tier for cool benefits like early listening privileges, and join the $10 tier if you want us to read a dramatic reading on air. Now, so far, there's no length limit. So the longest one's probably been 5 minutes so far. And
I feel like that's going to bite us in the butt someday, but sure.
Well, and when we have to have a limit, we will.
Yeah. Also, bonus episodes of the show are released to you and you only.
Bonus episodes.
As well as a special role on the server, access to a patron-only chat in which we openly insult the plebs, and more. Patreon.com/T1podcast. Nolan, if people wanted to check out your stuff, what's the best way to do that?
I'm on Rebel Taxi's channel on the Pizza Party podcast. YouTube.com/RebelTaxi. I have my shitposting Twitter at Nolan Trash Zone, and I have my professional art Twitter where I accept art commissions and freelance work at Nolan B Artworks. So you can check me out on all those pages.
Thank you.
By the way, I know we will probably have to wait our turn to come on the Pizza Party podcast. Don't worry. It's fine. It's cool.
Oh, thank you so much for understanding. I was so worried you would be very angry with me.
I'm not willing to wait my turn. I want to.
Yeah, Joe's very impatient.
Ugh. Is that weird? Is that awkward of me to say?
Yes.
No, of course not. Why would it be? That's strange. You think that.
Yeah. But guys, if you're a fan of our show, you're going to be a fan of theirs. Because first of all, we've had like almost all the same guests for some reason. And also they kind of have that same chill vibe that we do where we just bullshit for an hour and a half. 2 hours sometimes, I think. On theirs, it's a bit longer. But go check out the Pizza Party podcast hosted by Rebel Taxi, as well as the first podcast, which you can listen to at t1podcast.com. They have links on that website to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, and more. Oh, I heard you guys just got on Spotify, by the way.
I would not know that. That would probably be a Pam thing to ask.
Oh, no, because he mentioned it on the latest episode that released, I think, 2 days ago.
I forget the episodes right as they're made, my friend.
Oh,
but okay. Yeah, But yeah, probably Spotify then. Yeah, he knows the podcast better than I do. Go figure.
Yeah, I think you were drunk for that episode.
It was pop. Oh yeah, yeah, the Vizzy Pop one. Yeah, I arrived late and I was drunk.
Very professional. That's great.
The whole thing with our podcast is that it's not professional, so it's fine. Don't worry about it.
Yeah,
that's what they all say.
Well, we kind of do a mix of like really unprofessional and also like we're well organized, but it's just kind of a shit show. So I can appreciate that. I'm out of things to say. What do you guys?
Is there anything else I should know about? Like, are these like a specific length? Anything I shouldn't say or can't say, or aside from the obvious?
Keep the racial slurs to a minimum.
I wasn't planning on saying any, so.
Okay, well, yeah.
Nobody plans on saying them. It's the kind of thing that slips out at a family family gathering at Thanksgiving, and you go, Uncle Dave.
Pulling a PewDiePie, yeah.
Actually, that would be my grandpa Richard, but I, appreciate you keeping my Uncle Dave in mind as well.
You have an Uncle Dave?
Yeah, I do, actually, but he's on my mom's side, and he's actually really nice. The person who says the racial slurs at a family gathering is my grandpa. So,
okay.
Grandpa Richard sounds like kind of a dick.
Yeah, he is a dick.
We could talk about that on the episode.
All right, let's get started.
It doesn't matter.
All right, we're wasting valuable comedy, guys. Let's go.
Okay. No, let's waste more. Let's waste all the comedy. That way we can have a nice, dry podcast.